The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Carol Divins Roth. Today is March 25th. In exactly 9 months, it will be Christmas Day. Some church traditions celebrate this day as the Annunciation, when God's messenger Gabriel announces to a young woman that she will conceive a child who will be called Son of God. This reflection is being written on the fourth Sunday of Advent, a season to anticipate the Word made flesh coming into our lives. Today is the 32nd day of Lent, a time to ponder the wondrous love of the cross, the empty tomb, and how to live between the already and the not yet, in the hope that all God's intentions will be completed. Psalm 31 sings of a powerful faith in a God for all seasons, a rock and a refuge in the lonesome valley when we are called to face down injustice, a hand that reaches out to wipe away the tears of grief and misery that threaten our ability to take one more step, and a steadfastness that sparks the courage to live and love when no's are omnipresent. I wonder if Mary learned this psalm at her mother's knee, if it might have been her earworm as she listened in astonishment to Gabriel, and if it was this image of God she kept in her heart that inspired her astounding yes. May we too reflect on the ways to enflesh the yes of faith in our lives on the Lenten journey. Let us pray. Holy One, in this sacred season, we seek to deepen our faith in you as rock and refuge, as giver of abundant goodness, and as one who hears. Show us how to live as those created in your image, as we live and love and give. Amen.